Pennsylvania is the only state in the nation that does not provide state funding for public defenders, and some question if it's living up to its constitutional mandate to serve those too poor to hire an attorney. In Allegheny County, the public defender's office was sued by its own clients in the 1990s. They alleged the office wasn't providing constitutionally adequate representation and won a settlement. 20 years later, Keystone Crossroads contributor Ann Lee Herring explores how the office is doing today.
The office has served tens of thousands of clients since the 1996 case was settled. Sean Ray Bird is one of them. The office represented him 4 times since 2001. On a humid summer day, Bird is working his new job renovating a home just outside Pittsburgh. He takes a break from painting. He says he's grateful to be employed and free.
It's like everything is just going uphill now.
Bird spent 6 months in jail after being charged with attempted homicide in 2017. He says his public defender was crucial to getting him acquitted.
He cared about my freedom, and that's something that was special to me. As soon as I met him, I mean within the first 5 minutes, I'm like, this dude's good.
And Bird remembers the attorney spent days preparing for trial.
And we need more people like that to defend the people because everybody can't afford lawyers.
Bird says overall he's received strong representation from public defenders in Allegheny County. But he remembers one defender in 2015 who never discussed his case with him and constantly mispronounced his name.
He didn't even show up to my prelim or nothing. It had to get postponed like 2-3 times, but
Bird was ultimately acquitted of firearms-related charges in that case. But his experience echoes those of clients who sued the Allegheny County Public Defender's Office in 1996. The suit described an environment of severe dysfunction. Clients often didn't meet their lawyer until just minutes before appearing in court. The lawsuit said attorneys were saddled with such overwhelming caseloads and denied so many resources that they often couldn't advocate effectively. Vic Volchek of the ACLU was one of the attorneys who brought the suit.
What that lawsuit did was to pretty much double the resources of that agency, so both financially in terms of budget and in terms of staffing. So they got a bump in ways that most of the other counties in Pennsylvania have not.
But just how much progress the office has actually made in the last 2 decades is being debated by the chief public defender and a former attorney in his office named Joe Audie. Audie says before he resigned in June, defenders had too many cases. Office data show trial attorneys like Audie were assigned an average of about 60 cases at any given time over the last year and a half. But as Audie notes and the office confirms, the number has risen above 80 at times.
And if you have 80, you're juggling. And some people are getting the attention and some people are getting great representation. But I can say, at least for me personally, I felt that there were deficiencies in my representation, and it started to weigh on me.
The Allegheny County Public Defender's Office typically ran surpluses of more than $400,000 each year from 2013 to 2016. That bothered Audie far more than his caseload.
The solution was to hire more attorneys. The solution was to hire more investigators. We had the ability to do that.
Chief Public Defender Elliot Housie doesn't see a problem. He says his office has simply become better managed.
In terms of resources, in terms of our ability to effectively represent our clients, we have what we need.
In fact, Housie says his office, here just across the street from the Allegheny County Courthouse, is devoting more resources than ever before to its clients. He says the office gets clients out of jail before trial 3/4 of the time, and that it's getting record numbers of cases dismissed before trial. He says letters from inmates confirm the office has improved dramatically.
When I first took my position, the complaints would be that I haven't seen an attorney, I don't know what's going on. Now the letters are geared more towards information. You know, what should I expect next? You know, can you expedite my court hearing? You know, can you please contact a family member? Things like that.
Audie agrees the office has made strides. But he says those improvements aren't sustainable without more attorneys, and that current public defenders are being asked to do more for low salaries that aren't keeping pace with inflation.
And it creates a situation in which there is high turnover. There's often dissatisfaction with the work environment. And to claim that that's not going to have any bad effect on representation, I think, is fanciful.
Chief Defender Housie acknowledges turnover is a challenge and says recruitment and retention are priorities. He says 3 to 5 attorney positions are vacant at any given time. But, Halsey says, public defenders today have far fewer cases than they used to. He says in 2011, an attorney could be assigned more than 150 cases. Regardless, some say staffing and resources alone can't solve the fundamental issues that came to light in the 1996 lawsuit. Here's Vic Volchek of the ACLU.
I think the progress that we had hoped for never materialized, but at some point, the litigation can't do it all. It really requires leadership within the office, and when you don't get that, you don't get the progress or the reforms that are needed.
And Volchek says there was another limitation to the suit in Allegheny County.
That's a county-by-county approach, and there's 67 counties in Pennsylvania. What we truly need is leadership in the General Assembly, in the governor's office, and we need a statewide fix.
Harrisburg hasn't made the issue a priority, and Volchek doubts that will change.
If you think about the public defender's clients, these are not exactly the wealthy, the powerful, the movers and shakers in society. You're really talking about a lot of people who are already marginalized, don't have a lot of political influence.
And, he says, the ACLU hasn't rolled out suing the Commonwealth to force a statewide overhaul. Anlie Herring, Keystone Crossroads.
This story is one in a series by Keystone Crossroads called No Justice for All, Pennsylvania's Unequal Access to Adequate Public Defense.